the body of Christ lives off of emotion. Yeah, they'll do good for a couple months when they feel like it. Or when something happens and they just explode and the real person really comes out in adversity. That's why I used to get really excited when I see people come to church and they used to worship and scream and shout hallelujah. And I found out after 2 or 3 months that those people were no longer with us anymore. Why? Because they lived off a good old-fashioned good feeling. Unfortunately, again, I think probably more than 95% of the body lives off just emotion. You won't get a very big amen from a statement like that. That's why Jesus said, I was reading the Bibles yesterday in the morning, when Jesus said something that seemed so insignificant, seemed like it didn't matter, but it said, follow me and I will make you a fisher of men. He wasn't saying, follow me to this place, this geographical area. What he was saying is, follow me, Harry. Follow me, Renee. He said, follow my lifestyle. Do what I do. Say what I say. When I'm quiet, learn from my quietness. When I'm bold, learn from my boldness. He said, follow me. Jesus told his disciples, he said, follow me. And then little did I know that he said, follow me and I will make you a fisher of men. You know, our greatest, what we're called to do is to walk in love, but to bring others to Jesus Christ. He said, follow me. Listen to what he said. And I want you to close your eyes with me, please. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to hear Jesus share these words with you. He's going to call you by name. He's going to say, follow me and I will make you a fisher of men. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. He says, follow me and I will make you a fisher of men. Okay, look at me. I talked to myself all day long today as if Jesus were talking to me. He said, follow me, Homer. Follow my manner of lifestyle. And I will make you. He said, I will make you the one that you follow. I, Jesus Christ, the one that you follow, the one that you behold, the one that you serve. He said, I will make you. He said, I will make you the one that you follow. I will make you to be a fisher of men. I will give you the ability, the anointing, and the words to bring them into the kingdom. How many of you consider yourself a fisherman of men? I'm not raising my hand up either. Look at the church. Look at it. It's what? It's empty. When's the last time anybody in here ever led somebody to Jesus? Raise your hand. Is that sad, Renee? Is that sad, Alex? Jesus said, follow me. And I will make you a fisher of men. Either, he said, if you follow me, there's a fruit that comes with me and you following Jesus. And that's what? What's the fruit? That he will make me and you fishers of what? But yet, there's not one soul in here tonight that's in here because of our ability to lure them into the kingdom of God. He said, follow me. He said, follow me. I think we forget that so much in God's kingdom. He said, follow me. He was talking to his disciples, follow me, and I will make you a fisherman of men. Follow you where, Jesus? Follow you to a geographical area? Follow you to Judah? Follow you to Samaria? Follow you to Jordan? He said, follow my lead. If I'm following his lead, then he's my supervisor. He's the commander in chief. What he was saying was, when there's trials and tribulations, see how I react to them. He said, learn of me. When he said, follow me, Alex, he's saying, look at my manner of conduct when I'm being persecuted. follow me. Learn of me. Notice Jesus said, follow him. He said, follow me, the Son of the living God, and I will make you. A fruit of me and you following Jesus was me and you would be made fishers of men. He said, learn from my love. Learn from the things I say. Learn from the things I don't say. Learn from the things I do. Learn from the things I don't do. But nowadays we're so caught up. I get a kick out of people that exalt their own websites and Twitter. Follow me on Twitter for spiritual sayings. The most powerful man of God that I know, not one of them seeks to advertise what comes out of his mind. My friends, the Bible does not have to be rewritten. It is what it is. Your cliches won't carry me through adversity, but this will. Jesus said, follow me. He said, follow me. He said, and I will make you a fisher of men. When Jesus was asleep on the brow of the boat, and the water was running over the boat about to sink, the disciples were terrified. They said, Jesus, Master, save us. We're drowning. What did he do? He got up and said, oh, what? Oh, ye of little faith. He said, follow me, Ashton. I'm going to show you that not even the elements of this world can kill you and take you. When Simon Peter's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a fever, they were with him. They followed him as he raised her up from her sickness. He said, follow me. When he hung on the cross, the perfect example of what love was, he said, follow me. Follow my conduct, even on the cross, as I'm here in so much pain and agony, knowing that 3 days of hell await me. He said, follow my lifestyle. I don't want you to follow me on Twitter. First of all, I don't have one. But I don't want you to follow me. I have inconsistencies in my life. We follow people too much in the church. Some follow this pastor, some that pastor, some this pastor, some this. Whatever happened to following Jesus? Don't follow me. Don't follow my blogs. I don't even blog anymore. Don't follow me. Follow one with no blemishes. One who doesn't have an attitude. One that isn't bipolar sometimes. Follow Jesus Christ, of man of perfection. I'm speaking to you too. Well, this person doesn't receive from me. You know why that person doesn't receive from you? Have you checked your conduct lately? I'm spiritual Monday, Tuesday. I'm mean as a bat. But if we set our eyes on this one man named Jesus Christ, all we need will come from that following. That's why the 11 turned the world upside down, Harry. Because they followed Jesus. And he taught them through his lifestyle, through his consistent lifestyle of obedience, how to be fishers of men. You want to know how I know? Because 10 of the 11 went on to willfully, they gave up their life for the one that asked them to follow him. They willfully gave themselves over to martyrdom, Harry, just because they loved him. Jesus said, follow me, Alex. Follow me, Homer. Follow me, Sandy. Follow my lifestyle. Follow what's right. And I will turn you into, Ashton, a fisher of men. I'm going to teach you, as you follow my lead, how to win over this world. We can't ever lose our focus they were to follow the lead of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why churches are empty nowadays, because we want to do our own thing now. If I do it, I'll do it. I'll be forgiven for it. My friend, there's consequences. There's consequences. We might not see them today, but there's consequences when there's disobedience involved. There's setbacks with our children, with our husbands, and with our wives when there's a lifestyle of disobedience. Jesus said, follow me. We're too quick nowadays to say that we are born again. That has become a cliche in the God's kingdom. Let me tell you something. You're not born again if you give yourself to every young lady or every young man that's alive. You're not born again. Somebody say, I want to give praise to my Savior, Jesus Christ. There's fruit behind a statement like that. Now, God's not looking for perfection, but He is looking for holiness. There's a difference. We fall along the road. We've fallen. But we can't sin habitually. We can't sin it with it not bothering our conscience. If we don't have a conscience, and my friends, we're not born again. Jesus said it. He said it Himself. He said, follow me. Follow me. And the fruit of following, He said, I will make you. He said, I, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, if you follow my sayings, if you follow my lifestyle, I, Jesus Christ, will make you just like me when it comes to bringing in a harvest. Church was awesome this morning. It was so awesome this morning. And I was sick as a dog, but I fought through it like I'm fighting through it tonight. Guys, let me give you a tidbit about who I am. When I'm feeling sick, leave me alone and don't bother me. Just leave me alone. I'm already mad because I can't get the sickness off of me already, so I don't need you, anybody questioning me. That's just who I am. I got to fight through it. Just leave me alone. I don't like being bothered at all. But the more I pray and fast, the more I'll get rid of that ugliness. But just leave me alone. I didn't bother you when you were struggling. Just leave me alone. That's kind of hard. I know it. But that's just the way I am. That's why I just seclude myself. When I start feeling sick, I don't want nobody bothering me. Just leave me alone. Let me fight through it. I don't want to explain to you again what's wrong with me physically. Pray and you'll figure it out. But just leave me alone. Leave me in my space. Ask Alex. He knows. Just leave me alone. Back to the subject. Jesus said, you got to grasp this, man. You got to grasp these words. Jesus is talking to those that were about, not quite yet, they were about to follow Him and give Him their life. He said, follow me, Deidrean. Follow me, Mercedes. Jesus said, follow me. Follow me. So far, I read about 11 chapters today. I had to force myself to read. I didn't feel like it. Dang, migraine headache out of this world. But I forced myself to read 11 chapters, the first 11 chapters of Matthew. From what I've read, He called two sets of brothers. Another one was Matthew, I believe. He called five of them to follow Him. You know what words He used to talk them into following Jesus? You know what He asked them? He said, follow me. The two sets of brothers immediately gave up their fishing franchise. And they followed Jesus. All He did was say, Harry, follow me. He told Matthew at the receipt of customs, follow me. And he followed him. Those men gave their life for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's asking me and he's asking all 15, 20 of us tonight. He's saying, follow me. We're so quick to forget that we're called to bring people into the kingdom of God. He said, follow me. That's almost the first commission that he gave those that were soon to be disciples. Follow me. Follow me, he said. Come, and I will make you a fisher of men. Jesus wasn't extravagant in his speech. Jesus couldn't articulate. And I don't think he'd be a Facebook preacher. I don't think he would. What do you think, Harry? Think Jesus would be a Facebook preacher? You think he'd have a Twitter account? You think so? I don't know. Be interesting. He'd probably have to have Alex help him log on. Cause I couldn't do it by myself. You know what? He was so effective in his life. Why? Two simple words to five men that would go on and change the world. That follow me, he said, James and John, follow me. The brothers, they threw away their nets, their livelihood, what they use for income to feed themselves. He said, follow me. To me and you, those are two regular words. Follow me. What do you think they felt when the man, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, said, follow me? They gave everything up that they had at that moment to be trained by the Son of the living God. He's telling me along with you today, put yourself there in the next couple of days. Picture him talking to you. And the words that he's ushering to you, he's saying, follow me. And as you follow me, as you learn of me, we read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We read the miracles, the dozens, maybe the hundreds of miracles recorded in the Bible. We read them. But do you think Jesus Christ ever had an opportunity to be rude to somebody? Do you think he did? Maybe every hour on the hour? Do you think he ever had the opportunity to see a beautiful woman and for his mind not to wander? Do you think he had that opportunity? Yes. When Satan took him on a high mountain and showed him all the glories of the world, you don't think there was natural riches there that he beheld in the spirit that could have been his? You don't think maybe that thought of him inheriting all this was there, maybe, or the opportunity for him to imagine what could have been his? Jesus faced every single thing that me and you face. He faced rudeness. He faced adversity. He faced those that wanted to kill him and take his life. Yet the modern day church can't even get over not having the money to pay for a light bill without losing their peace and think that the world's coming to an end. Oh my God, I'm going through terrible times. My light bill is $140. Good. Mine's usually $400 a month. I should be more mad than you are. Jesus had every opportunity in the world to take offense, to give offense. When he told me to be the salt of this earth, he was the salt of this earth. When he told me to walk in mercy, he was telling me to walk in what he walked in. When he told me in God's word to walk in love, I was being told to walk in what Jesus was, and that was love. When Jesus told me in the Bible to forgive, he was telling me to forgive as he forgave me. He's saying, follow me, Homer. Follow my manner of lifestyle, my manner of conduct. Follow me. And as you learn from me, Homer, and as you learn how to forgive, and as you learn how to love, and as you learn how to respect, and as you behold me and follow me and see me, Homer, you're going to see how I conducted my life, myself, in every single area of my life. As you learn from me, and as you follow me, you're going to become like me. And the way I was a successful fisherman, I was able to go into this city, that city, and win them all. Why? Because I walked according to the ways of my Father. You, Homer, will walk just like I walked if you follow me. He said, follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men. I love my times with the Lord, my quiet time. Let me tell you something. We're called more than just to sit there in a room and just pray. Oh, I can't minister yet. How many people are dying every single day and we don't tell them about the goodness of Jesus Christ? The fruit of knowing you're close to Him is you're going to want to testify to the world according to the unction, the works of Jesus Christ. I'm going through the gospel. I'm going to learn from the very best, and His name is Jesus. I heard a guy testifying the other day at a baseball game. He was pounding somebody hard. He was evangelizing, but this was the way he said, you need to go to church. You need church. Funny thing about it, that person comes to church like once every 4 or 5 weeks. You need church, baby. You need to come to church. He hounded him. I just sat down with my 2 hamburgers and just ate them in my own business. I was like this. You need to come to church. You need to be like me, spiritual, full of love, Harry. You know, I've read the Gospels. I don't think I recall Jesus ever evangelizing by telling them, you got to come to church. Could be wrong. Alex posted the other day, and I said it a long time ago, and I stole it from somebody else, that about evangelizing the gospel. You know, it's first evangelized by our lifestyle. People should want to be like me and you. Then if you got to win them over, then use words if you have to. Those words really got to me. Follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men. Follow me, Jesus said. Learn from me, He said. In Matthew 11, He said, come to me. Listen to what He said. Come to me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I will give you rest. He said, learn of me. Listen to what Jesus said about Himself. Listen to what He said. He said, come to me. Listen to what He said. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, learn of me, for I am lowly. Listen to what He said. He said, learn of me. Learn of me, for I am lowly in what? And gentle what? In heart. Jesus said, learn of me, for I am lowly and gentle of heart. Sort of like me and you, right? We're lowly and gentle of heart. He said, learn of me, for I am lowly and gentle of heart. And then we wonder why sons and daughters can't receive from us at times. It's for I am lowly. You know, in our lifestyles with God, our lives with God, we get so frustrated with ourselves because we think He's frustrated with us. On the contrary, He's not frustrated with you, man. He said, learn from me, for I am lowly and gentle in heart. The God that we serve is not the God that we know with our natural mind, man. He said, follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men. He said, come to me, all ye that are weighed down with the cares of this world. He said, learn from me, Jesus Christ. Learn from me, for I am lowly and gentle in heart. That's why the 11 would go on and give their life for Jesus Christ, because they followed Him. And all that He was, they wanted to become. When you die as a martyr, when you die for the cause, when you die for the gospel of Jesus Christ, Jesus doesn't ask you to lay it down. Being a martyr is a choice. When a person gives his life for the gospel, is he believes with all his heart, and that person is fully in love with this one man named Jesus Christ. Why else would you give your life for a cause if you didn't believe in it? Jesus said, "For I'm lowly and gentle in heart." Listen to that now. He said, "For I am lowly." He said, "Learn from me, Ashton." Jesus said, "Learn from me, Ashton. Learn from me, Homer." Why, Jesus? Why do you want me to learn from you? It's Homer, because I'm lowly, I'm meek, and I'm gentle in heart. Learn by the things I say, Homer. Learn by the things I don't say. Learn, Homer, by the things that I do. Learn, Homer, from the things that I don't do. Follow me. Follow me. And I will make you, Homer, a fisherman. We should never have to talk anybody into being born again. If I was badgered the way that that brother the other day badgered that other person, I would have said, "Okay, I'll give my life to God just to get him off my back. Okay, I receive you, Jesus. What I got to say? Okay, I said it. Okay, please, I don't want to talk to that man again." But Jesus said, "Learn from me, for I am lowly. I'm lowly and gentle in heart." He said, "Follow me, Harry. Follow me. And I will make you a fisher of men." Obviously, I have a lot of following still to do, or else that scripture wouldn't have overwhelmed me the way that it did. But I want to follow the most consistent man on the face of this earth. And as much as I love Pastor Dave Roberson, and I do follow him, that's a totally another different subject. He's not my perfect example of what love is. As much as I love Pastor Bronk and Miss Candy, they aren't my perfect example of what love is. As much as I love Renee and Alex and Harry, they're not my perfect example of what love is. That's what give the day. Say, "Homer, follow me and I will make you a fisher of men." I'd hit him with my shoe. I'd take my shoe and hit him across the head and vice. "Alex, follow me, Alex. Homer, I would make you a fisherman." He probably hit me with his shoe. But Jesus is telling me and you, Ashton, follow me. He's telling me and you today, follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men. He's telling me and you today with these last words tonight. He said, "Come to me. All ye that are burdened down and you're heavy laden," he said, "come to me." He said, "Learn from me." Jesus says to me and you, Mercedes, he says, "Learn from me, for I'm meek and I'm lowly, and I am gentle in heart." In our darkest hour, Jesus is meek and lowly in heart. In our darkest time, in our darkest struggles in our life, you know what he says to me and you? At our lowest point, he says, "Follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men." Follow my lead, Homer. Follow me. And in that following process, and in that learning process, I will teach you to be that man or woman of God that I've called you to be. And make no mistake, my friends, it's only found in Him. If there's anyone on the face of this earth that could teach you, that's none other than Jesus Christ Himself. I read 11 chapters today, and I read or saw the words "follow me" several times in those 11 chapters. Please don't follow my lead. But if you do what I ask you to do, you'll follow His, because it's never about me. I'm asking you to read the Gospels and follow Jesus. I'm asking you to learn from the meekest, humblest man on the face of this earth that will never, ever change. He is love. He is mercy. He is forgiveness. And His name is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We sat here and we said we couldn't remember the last time we led somebody to Jesus Christ. You know what Jesus said? We sit here. We sit here. I sit here. I sit here. I sit here. And I've said this many a times. And I'm all about praying in the Holy Ghost. My God, I'm all about sitting for hours reading. But I'm all about that. But do you know what Jesus told the disciples before they were even born again and Spirit-filled? Do you know what He told them? And we sit here and we say, well, we're waiting. We're not ready yet. He said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest. He said, there's a ton of people out there that need to be saved and healed. He said, pray ye the Lord of that He would send forth laborers into the harvest field. He said, there's so many. I need help. And then after He said that, then He prayed for them all, that they would go out into the harvest field, ministering God's word according to what you hear now. Don't be like that other dummy that said, you need to go to church. You need to go. No, that's not evangelism. That's being an idiot. We're working out of the sensitivity of our spirit. God knows what that person next to you needs. Lord, I see Rosie there and she's not saved. What would you have me say to her, Jesus, to break the ice? That's how it's done. I'm not going to be judged when I die on how many hours I sat praying in tongues. I'm not going to be judged by that. Though I do it, that's my lifestyle. I'm not going to be judged by that. I'm going to be judged by how much I love and how many I took home with me. I'm not going to be judged by how many times I read 1 John or James. All fat and wisdom, yet society is dying round and about me when Jesus told me that the harvest is white. Oh, let's wake out of our little spiritual circles. Man, let's wake up. Jesus said, follow me. Follow me. And I will teach you how to reel them in, how to get them born again, Spirit-filled, and how to get them healed. Jesus said, follow me. Now you might say that's against everything that we teach. No, He told those that weren't even born again yet to follow Him, and that He would turn them and make them into fishers of men. They changed the world and turned it upside down. They didn't even have a born again spirit. We're born again and we pray in the Spirit, and yet we all testify today that not one person is here that we minister to and got them born again. Jesus said, follow me. He said, follow me. Jesus said, follow me. Learn from me. You know how me and you can follow Him right now? By reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because that's His lifestyle. He said, follow me. And by praying in the Holy Spirit. I guarantee you tomorrow, if you met a person you did not know, I guarantee you tomorrow, and if that person wants to change, I guarantee you, if you ask Jesus tomorrow, Lord, what would you have me to say? I guarantee you something will come up out of your spirit for me and you to sow that seed in that person's heart tomorrow and to testify the goodness of Jesus Christ. Pastor nailed it this morning by the Spirit. My friends, Jesus is coming back. This world is going to hell in a handbasket. The church is going to hell in a handbasket. We ought to wake up in the morning with a smile on our face that we have opportunity today to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. In sincerity, not out of obligation, because we want them to go home with us to encounter this man named Jesus Christ. Jesus said, follow me. Follow me. Follow me, he said, and I will make you a fisher of men. You ponder them words tonight. Repeat them words to yourself as if he is teaching you and standing right in front of you. My heart's been burning lately. I haven't been on Facebook much lately, but there's so many people on there that used to come to church that don't anymore. Let's live our life according to that born-again spirit and ask the Father, Lord, would you have me to type or make a phone call to somebody today and to remind them of your goodness and how much you actually love them. Let's ponder this. Let's take it to heart. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men. That's really one of the first things that he asked his disciples to do. He said that before he even taught them in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. To me, Matthew 5, 6, and 7 was one of the first teachings that he taught his disciples. But before he said that, he said, follow me. And from what I see out of the scriptures, that follow me process was being taught Matthew 5, 6, and 7. He said, follow me. Follow my way of life. And then he began to teach his disciples. This is the way to follow me, by incorporating the teachings on that mountain. I leave you with that thought, my friends. I know God has wisdom for me and you. I know there's wisdom there. But too many people are dying. We've had 3 high school kids murdered this year in a mockery themselves. This school year alone, 3. 3. Were they born again? 3. In a mockery alone. Yet Jesus told me and you to follow him, and he would make us fisher of men. I'm going to stop right there. Bow your heads with me. Just raise it up a little bit, O'Reilly. Just meditate on the words I just shared with you. Just meditate. Think on them. Just think about those words. Jesus, he said, follow me. He's calling me, friends. He knows you're hurt. He knows you're beat up, man. Before we go home, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. Person's not here today, so I can say it. Person was saying they're having a lot of problems with their family. A lot of problems. A lot of pressure. And they couldn't understand where it was coming from. Lo and behold, one of their kids told us what the problem was. I don't want to be like my parent, this kid said. I don't want to be like her, like him. One morning they're swearing Jesus up and down, and the next day they're a totally different person. They say they love me, but they'll leave a whole weekend and won't come back. Sometimes we're the biggest stumbling block in people's lives and don't even know it. I'm in error, my friends. Today I got into one of my kids, and though I was partially right, I was still partially wrong. So I got to go home and apologize to my child today. Not because of what I enforced, but because of how I handled it. I have to be real careful along with you on how we conduct ourselves. Because if you ask my kids about me, they'll tell you my weaknesses. And if you got kids, they would tell me your weaknesses. First, I don't want to be like this person. Jesus Monday, devil Tuesday. Jesus Wednesday, devil Thursday. Jesus Friday, devil Saturday and Sunday till Jesus Monday again. But if we follow Jesus, it doesn't matter what our moms and dads do. We'll live right and we'll serve him to the fullest if we follow him. Your mom and dad shouldn't be your teachers. This word and the Holy Spirit should be your teacher. Jesus said that a man or woman must be born again. This church can't save you. I can't save you. There's this young little girl that I love with all my heart, Miss Mercedes. She's become real close to me and my family. Her dad's a good friend of mine. And I've yet to have an altar call. Just tired of people dying, not knowing Jesus. Just because I didn't open up my mouth. But the Bible says that a man or woman, they must be born again. You must confess in front of people that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You must confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is God and you will be saved. So bow your heads with me tonight, people, everyone here. If you're here tonight and you've never made that public decision to give your life to Jesus. If you're here tonight and you've never, church attendance won't get you to heaven. It's accepting Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior is the only thing that gets you there. Do not be mistaken. It has to be a public confession. An acknowledgement before all that you're not embarrassed to call Jesus Christ your Lord. So if that's you tonight and you're here and you've never ever acknowledged that Jesus Christ is the Son of God publicly and you're ready tonight to give your life to Him, we won't ask you for a speech. We won't ask you to say nothing. It's just a prayer that we have to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. It's a public prayer, not out loud. But if you say this prayer and you mean it with your heart, my God, your names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life forevermore. But it's the only way to heaven if you encounter Jesus Christ here on earth. So if that's you here tonight and you've never asked Jesus to come into your life, I'm going to ask you tonight with no one looking around to just come forward tonight. Come to this altar and I'll pray with you. I won't ask you nothing. I won't embarrass you, but Jesus said that you must confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that He is the Son of God and that you would be saved. So anyone here tonight that you never made that decision, tonight is your night, my friend. Don't leave this place without giving your heart to Jesus. If you come up here, somebody will come stand with you. You won't be by yourself. You won't have to say nothing to anybody tonight. But it is a public confession of your faith that you're acknowledging Christ as Lord and Savior. So heaven's waiting for you tonight. Come, give your heart to Jesus tonight. I'll wait for you a few more moments. Don't be embarrassed. We've all had to make that public walk down this aisle. I knew you were coming. Anyone else? I'm going to close. This was just for you, Mercedes. It was just for you because I've never given you that opportunity. This was just for you. Anyone else? Before we go home tonight. Anyone else? Just want all of us together to repeat this prayer out loud, together, to make her feel comfortable. Say, Father God, I come to you today. A sinner. Lord Jesus, you are the Son of God. Lord Jesus, you are God. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, you died on the cross for me, a sinner. Come in my heart, Jesus, by faith. Live there. Consume me. Transform me. And change me into your image, Lord. Jesus, you are my Savior. You are my Lord. And you are my God. Today, I give you my life. And I choose Jesus. Follow you. Amen. Let's give her a nice round of applause. Hallelujah. That's my friend. That's it, guys. It was short and sassy, but Jesus said, follow me. Did you learn a little something tonight?